Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and get rolling. Again, apologize for the wait. Forgot something that we kind of need tonight, so go ahead and get these, get our February meeting called to order. Jim, if you, first of all, I want to take a minute to recognize a couple new board members. First of all, welcome back, Jim. You were gone, well, like.
4 or 5 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Randy Lau, who's no stranger to Lake Elmore, the board, he served on the board before, so welcome Randy back, who is serving as vice president. And Mark Yeardley, with no S.
Yeah, there's. What do you say, yours?
Shannon's husband.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Who's taking his turn to serve on the board, and which I think is great. Welcome everybody to take their turn, so with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Jim, if you would please cover the minutes from our previous, from our January meeting.
Minutes from Thursday, January 5th, 2023. In attendance, Dave Spinogle, Joel Force, Brett McKinnon, Jim Lund, Harold Brooks, RJ Whitlock, Rita Taylor, Karen Van Fleet. Guest in attendance, Dan, Van Fleet, Jeff and Jeff and Jennifer Pishney, Wendy Matthews, Zach Bottenberg, Reese Grisby, and several other guests. Jim read the minutes from the December 2022 board meeting. RJ Whitlock motioned to approve the minutes. Karen Van Fleet seconded, motion carried. Brent McKinnon presented the treasurer's report. Brent covered the highlights of the report. Brent wanted to remind everyone of our budget meeting in February. Dave requested a motion to file the treasurer's report for audit. Karen Van Fleet motioned, RJ seconded. Discussion occurred about using general fund dollars to pay down the dredge fund note. Joel started to make a motion, but after a lot of discussion, rescinded his motion. Dave Spinogle welcomed guests. Committee reports and old business. Assistant secretary discussion. Reese is a possible choice. Karen and Brett meet Brent, meeting with Reese on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Discussion tabled until next meeting. Equipment report, no change. Dam inspection, no update. Dirt and tree pile, no change. New business. Gilmore house plans. We'll be doing some footing work soon. Very little dirt work will need to be done. New addition will be approximately 1,617 square feet. RJ made a motion to a building to approve the building permit with a permit fee of $1 per square foot. Harold seconded. On the vote, Joel voted no. Russ voted yes, pending Sean and Laura Moses's approval. Mowing contract discussion occurred. New board member discussion. Some thoughts for new board members. Wendy Matthews, Randy Lau, Lynn Schroll. Discussion occurred. Laura Moses requested the use of the pink flamingos for Crestview Church. Joel made a motion. Karen Van Fleet seconded. Motion carried. Dave provided an update on the spillway property. The land has finally been placed in Lake Elbow's name. Annual meeting plan conversation. Members lost this year, Tony Eckert and Kendrick. Discussion of accomplishments. Joel discussed thoughts about dredge machine discussion. Flag ceremony, Jim will get the scouts from 284. Committee membership, we will not collect signups. Ballots, Jim will take care of. Three memberships openings. Add to the ballot interest in addition to the clubhouse, a yes or no. Brent made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Harold seconded, motion adjourned at 8 p.m. Next board meeting, February 9th, 2023, 6:30, Lake Elbow Clubhouse.
Only correction I heard, Jim, was on the flamingos. Tracy Williard was the one that requested that on behalf of Devin. Help me out, Lori. Went, the reverend or preacher at the church out there. They were wanting to use them for a fundraiser event.
I was like, I wasn't even here.
Okay. Yeah.
So and other than that, anybody have anything
else? And
then
the correction on my last name.
Van Vliet.
Yeah, it's spelled right on the top, but with an F in the other places.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Thanks.
The thing I got to say is your next board meeting's on the 9th and stay at 7.
But at that meeting, it was on the 9th.
Yes, because we changed it to 9th.
It was to be determined, actually, according to the previous agenda. But I did just notice that I have the agenda for tonight as Thursday, February 7th. So fortunately, nobody read my agenda. We're going to have to meet back here on Thursday. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I saw motion.
All right. Thanks, guys. Brent, would you please cover the treasurer's report?
All right. Let me see the balance sheet. Bank accounts, checking, $111,084. Memorial Fund Savings Account, $2,047. Money Market Road Fund, $67,822. So that's $180,955 in deposits at Commerce. Going down to total current assets, you'll see that accumulated depreciation, which we've discussed. I mark it here because it's one of the questions we anticipate perhaps asking with the accountant at our budget meeting to have her talk about that. I'd like to also get guidance on valuations of fixed assets like caretaker's house and clubhouse and storage buildings. The numbers we're talking about for the membership, we show a negative $450,000 in depreciation. We show $70,000 on the clubhouse as a value, or excuse me, on the caretaker house as a value. We show $93,000 on the clubhouse and $13,260 on the storage building. So we want to talk to her about best practices for valuing. Machinery and equipment, $118,338. Improvements to clubhouse, $19,791. Spillway improvements, $10,443. Total fixed assets is that $79,108. Total assets, $260,093. Credit cards, there was $240 on the cards at the time. The remaining 2014 dredging note, the remaining balance to pay off is $47,014. So our total liabilities, $47,218.99. Total equity, $212,874. Liabilities and equities is that $260,000. Okay, profit loss. Assessments received in January, $4,087. Building permits, you'll recognize that $2,104. We received that, we deposit it, and then we transfer it to the road fund. So that has been received and transferred in the road fund. Dues, we've collected $49,957. We've also received some here in this month. So we are approximately 50% of our total dues and assessments has been received for the year. We're halfway there. Total automobile expense, $244. There's some clubhouse cleaning and maintenance. Utilities is something we can talk about. I'd maybe like to see some scope creep if we do a model of the clubhouse to see what we might do about increasing the energy efficiency of the clubhouse, because we paid a lot in propane this past year. It's been a cold year, but
we buying that on contract ahead of time, or are we
just I'll just get a bill and I pay
the
bill.
That's probably where we're going wrong.
Yeah.
We need to buy it. We need to buy it on contract.
Yeah. We should do that because it was a bill every month. Okay. I'll make note of that.
You gotta be careful that prepay was higher at some of them than what I just paid the other day.
Yeah. We can have further discussion. I just, that's something I did know that.
And it's heavy. You buy it for about 3 or 4 months and then you don't buy it the rest of the year.
Yeah, and we're still getting that from Lakeland, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, he should give us a pretty good deal when he sees us. I know he's in the gas business.
Half price, I'm sure.
So total operating income, total expenses was $2,057. Our net income is the $54,979.
Anybody have any questions on that? Only thing I had a question on, I marked it, that we'll probably want to speak to her when we talk to the accountant. Improvements to the clubhouse, improvements to the spillway, those are residing in a category all their own. I mean, shouldn't those be moved to something at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I want to talk about.
Another thing we need to ask her about. So, and then the only other thing is we had a variation in the building permit for Gilmore's and a commitment to them for bringing up some changes to their plans. And before we got over there for the site inspection, adjusted that amount from the 1617 that we approved at the last meeting to the 2104. So thank you guys for being honest and calling that out. Other than that, anybody got anything else? So do I have a motion to file the treasurer's report for audit?
Motion to file.
Second.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Big group here. This looks like a meeting. We've got quite a bit of stuff to cover tonight. I know there's probably a few people in the room with some additional items that may not be on the agenda. The way we do it is we have old business that we cover, we have some new business to deal with, and then we have other business. And so if anybody, is there anybody in the room that has anything additional to bring before the meeting? I had some phone calls this afternoon and this evening, and I apologize. I was tied up with work and scrambling to get here.
Yes.
Mark, I'll add you to this other business. I've got your name written down already. So, all right, I think everything else is on the agenda unless anybody has anything else. We'll go ahead and get started. Old business, first thing we had was the assistant secretary position. Brent, do you want to talk briefly on that?
Sure.
I'll bring everybody back up to speed since we've got a couple new board members.
We've discussed it, but let me frame this as a motion with all the details I have to go with it. It kind of explains what we've been talking about. And then I'll accept any amendments, discussion and then amendments if there is any. So we're talking about, and I'd make a motion for starting an assistant secretary position. Reese is there in the back. And this to be a yearly appointment. So it's not forever, it expires in a year, a trial run. The primary responsibilities would be to draft, send, and post minutes online. But that is also posting other things online as well, such as the treasurer's reports and the members only section of our website. And to keep current our website with things such as the membership lists, the rules and bylaw, any changes, calendar of events, etc. To work primarily with the secretary, but also the president. Subject to the board, but those should be regular ones. Am I missing anything on the regular duties?
The only other regular duty that just the preparation of the agenda for the meetings. That's usually a secretary deal. Since I've been here, when I was on the board before, the president kind of always did it. I mean, that would be something we could add that to it.
Okay.
We would basically all send her throughout the month things that we, come to us from members, and then she would compile that and prepare the agenda, print them, post it online as well.
Sounds good. And then projects. There's a couple of projects we've been talking about using her to clear the backlog. Those specifically being identifying and fixing any needs with the website. Work with the webmaster, if that's something that we create from the board. And then we have a backlog of paper files. And now this would goes without saying there'd be supervision of a board member there because we don't want to lose historical documents. But we have totes on totes of papers that need to be cleaned out. So as part of my motion, there'd be compensation for this, that $50 per meeting, which is to cover all those regular duties of posting and communicating with the board. For special projects, I'd propose that it be an hourly basis, that it be, I used to pay admin, entry-level admins, $15 an hour. And that's what I'd propose.
So to kind of fill in a couple things there, one is we've had a lot of people request and access to previous minutes, whether it be this year or last year. We haven't done a good job as a community keeping that information available to the membership. Also, with the secretary role, it's a pretty big task taking minutes, taking accurate minutes, and being able to be a part of the meeting. It's a distraction and never fails. Whoever's the secretary has pretty much got their head down taking notes and isn't necessarily engaged in the meeting in a manner that we would like them to be. So that was kind of one of a couple of the things that led up to this. It was pretty much from the previous board or the board that was here prior to the meeting. Everybody was pretty much in agreement that we thought it was a good thing. But you, yeah, from what you covered there was pretty well spot on.
And, you know, concerns would be like, you know, we don't want to build a lot of new expenses, especially long-term commitment expenses. But if you think about it in terms of, say it took somebody 10 hours to sort through all the totes and files, is it worth it to us $150 to sort through all?
Yes. And have it all posted online and have it accessible. So.
You know, if it took a person, you know, 5 hours to really clean up our, I'm not even sure what needs cleaned up. I'm not saying it's even bad.
No, but maybe Jim's been working on it.
Maybe even address, you know. So, like, those, I think, when you actually see them as people, are paper themselves. So, but I do want to make it, I want us to be serious about it, to compensate for it. It's not just a, you know, it won't last if it's just volunteer.
Yeah. So, and a little background on Reese. Her and her boyfriend Cash are our renters over here at the caretaker's house. She's a majors at K-State in marketing and similar type stuff. And one of the things that she came to us when she applied for rental membership or the renters of the rental house was volunteered to help with the board and board duties and things like that. So we fine. So when this came up, it was pretty easy to reach out to her and see if she was still. All right, so you have a motion on the table.
That's my motion.
It's a long motion, Jim.
Apologize for that. Or Reese.
I'll do some bullet points.
Yeah. I wrote this all down and I'll provide it. And I'd accept any amendments if I didn't know if I'd missed anything from our conversations.
Yeah, I know. I second, I guess.
Okay. I think it's something we should put to a vote. So yeah. All those board members.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, good. All right, welcome to the party. To the crew. You will be very well valued. I just want to touch here on 2023 focus items because we talked about them at the annual meeting. I want to keep them on the front burner, and there's probably some other stuff that I didn't list here, but I'll just touch briefly on. Covenants renewal one, just looking for status update where we're at.
59 of 63. Karen now has custody. They're all alphabetized. Established a list of who remains to sign.
And Kelly's volunteered. I make contact and we'll work it up with her to go to their houses awesome. So that we can get it signed. So
I have a couple of people I know have them already done and notarized. They just haven't brought them to the board. So I'll point them in your direction and I'll grab them and get them to you.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Super. Well, just for everybody in the room, that is a project that was quite an undertaking last year. We actually have till July 1st to renew it. But with the annual meeting and the amount of people we had here, we felt that was a great opportunity to get a kickstart on it or a jump start on it. And here we are at 59 out of 63 site documents we need. So I think that's we're headed down the right track. I wanted to throw this on the table at this meeting, specifically discussion on water testing. We'll start with. how do we want to do that this year? I think last year, you and Hood, was it you and Hood?
Yeah. Took care of that? And so we had a relatively good experience with a professional tester out of Salina, but their primary business is testing for wells.
And drinking water.
And for drinking water quality. And so while we think we got a detailed report, I've found water testing you can get at Menards for a fraction of the price. And so that's what I want to proceed with and lean on Tom. This has been his interest. And so at least twice a year, this spring and in the fall, but it'll end up being more like $40 instead of $400. And why not do it twice or three times a year at that price? But his goal was to, once we receive those, to post what? Them on our website change? As well. So that's the goal. It's just to get into Menards and see how that goes. And, you know, $120 maybe or $80 if it's just twice.
Yeah. So I had done some research as well back when you guys were doing that. The company that you picked was probably the most reputable in the area for that. I agree with the direction you're wanting to go. I think we do that and reserve the need to go to a professional company if we find something of concern out of the testing we're doing. As you're in favor of that. We're not talking about a big expense here, but is that something you guys want to put to a vote and approve tonight? Or a motion?
I move that we test at least twice a year, that we purchase it from Menards, that we try to post the results to membership.
Wasn't our worst time of water testing in summer?
It's there's different variances.
You and know. How would we change anything, no matter what the test is?
Well, that, as long as we don't have the feedlot north of us, we'll be all right.
I'm not saying it's you're testing the things that I remember offhand. We're looking for nitrates, phosphates, and heavy metals. And actually, we're all in the normals on all those factors when we tested. So it's just, I would think that if we find something that is unusual, then we can talk about what to do about it. But it'd be kind of nice just to know.
It's more of a monitoring system, and it's really more, I think, in tune with, at least what I gather, was more about making sure the water is safe for kids to swim in, just from a responsibility standpoint. And I don't think it's so much about the feedlot up north as it is fertilizers and everything else that are being used in the yard.
We have more fertilizer around the yard than there is up north because it's almost all grass there.
Yeah. So it's, I personally don't think we'll probably ever have an issue, but I'm absolutely not against monitoring it.
We should monitor gas
numbers.
And we have a member that wants to do it, and so I keep it in his.
Okay. So. We need a motion on that?
I so move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Yeah,
we'll go with it. We'll see what happens.
Insurance was the next thing I had. And all the reason I'm bringing that up tonight is just to kind of get the ball rolling. We got till, I believe, July, isn't it? 1st of July that our insurance renews. That's so right. We got a couple months to do some research and some cost comparisons. I would just... throwing that out on the table to see if we can get a couple board members maybe to partner up on that and take lead. We may even have a member or two that would be willing to help. I mentioned this to Jim Waters the other day, and he offered his support as helping, you know, with reviewing whatever materials we can come up with, possibly reviewing what we have today, and just making sure that if we do make a decision to change, that we do it for the right reasons. Anybody that would go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever you want. I mean, I won't submit. I'll be, you know, to buy a side of it. I won't submit a bid and go against. But you know, just like your building evaluations, like that shop up there, you're way underinsured. I mean, that ain't a way you're replace that.
Well, I believe that all falls under our main policy. I don't know
this separated out. When I looked at it a few years ago and pointed out a few things, I mean, right. It's all itemized out. But I'll be more than happy to do anything with that. Look it over.
Yeah. But you bring up a good point. The fact that it's on our balance sheet as $13,000 or $19,000 or whatever it is, $13,000,
yeah.
That could leave us open to liabilities if it burned down or something happened to it. Yeah, we probably do need it.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I wanted to leave the door open to any other board member if they wanted to be believed on it.
I think Rita said something at the last meeting that I can't talk to or volunteer. She's not in.
March, we have April, May, June, we still have plenty of time. I just wanted to get it on the table, get some discussions started and start pooling our resources. So we'll table that for now. Rules and bylaws, I think is probably something we'll table tonight too, just because of the, we got a report, we still got some discussion on that, but I think there were, you know, a couple of things that we didn't discuss, and I think that might even call for a special meeting at some point to go through that. I think, don't we have kind of outlined already and have some notes from our previous work? So I think, you know, table that as well, but I think that's something we need to bring back on the front burner probably by the next meeting or two. My goal would be to have that updated by the time we update the covenants in July so that we can file everything at the county at the same time, so that it's all on file. And then one thing I didn't mention here and I should have is the clubhouse expansion. We had quite a bit of support at the annual meeting. I think we need to figure out what we're going to do there, you know, set a timeline. Obviously, financials is going to be our biggest part. Maybe after our financial meeting here with our accountant, we can put something in place there, try to figure out, you know, what makes sense, whether it's, personally, I don't see us maybe doing that this year, but we can start the process. We talked about, you know, fundraisers and asking for donations and various ways to raise money because we were all, I think, in agreement that we weren't just going to write a check. So.
Go ahead.
Clubhouse expansion, I took it on myself to DNR Construction and built my house and several out here. My Cradaville came out. It's already been out and measured, and he's just a good friend of mine.
Went to school, Mike. I know him real well.
Just a really rough idea of what we're looking at.
I'd be interested to get some of that information from you. I know Mike real well.
I told him there was no hurry. He said, I'll come out tomorrow. So I said, okay. He's been out.
All right. I'm going to add that.
DNR Construction.
All right, moving on to new business.
New business, real quick before we get to the rest of it. Get some dates for events to put into the newsletter, like spring birthday.
Yeah, we haven't established any of that yet. More likely it'll be in April. We can add that to the agenda later, pick some dates. What's that?
February, then April.
I'm sorry, I mean, oh, the newsletter.
Yes.
February, and because we're doing it every other month. Let me add that to the and the other thing we've got to do, and I don't know who's going to do it, but we need to get dates blocked out on the calendar on Facebook from, I put down the next two or three board meetings, but we need to block out the Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July weekends from the clubhouse rental. And some other things. So I'm going to put that down here, work day, and then dates of activities, Jennifer.
Yeah, I don't know that anything is anything officially. I just particularly think about
working. No, I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you pointed reminded me about the even months, odd months, even months, even months on the newsletter. So yeah, that's important. All right, moving on. Mowing contract. First thing I got up here, I sent out 6 invites. I had 2 companies, pretty well-established companies, come right back and say, we can't do it. We don't have enough help. We can't hire anybody. I was surprised by that, but I have 4 bids. I'll just read them off. They're all pretty, very similar. I know all these companies are insured, reputable, and so no concerns there. Start out, I had Zach Bottenberg, who is a member that lives in the White House that used to be the Brown House, white being the color, brown being the people who used to live there, up there in the corner. It owns a landscape company over in Topeka, but had bid before, and everybody looks like they bid an estimate of 30 mowings. His total bid was $76.50. I have a bid from AJ's Lawn and Services, which is kind of a subsidiary to Eric Schulte's Lawn and Landscape. I think he was really struggling with how to bid it and came back with a $13,000 bid. Paul Strunk, who had been a previous, contractor that we had hired out here, had done it for a couple of years, always did a good job. Kind of has it broke out, but I saw he had it one spot here where he had the total. There it is. He's got a bid of $88.80. And then our low bidder was Tausig Landscape, not Tausig, but Tausig, T-A-U-S-S-I-G. And had talked to them, and they had a bid of $6,000.15, which I thought was very favorable. And they have, again, they have 30 mowings, which is basically, if you go from April 1st to the end of October, that's 30 mowings. Anybody have any questions on those?
Tausig mowing, is that the old Dara's house? Is that where he lives?
There's a guy that works there that lives there. And they have, I think they're the ones that have the new facility right out here on 24 on, yeah. Not, is it Vineyard or Apple Yard Road, local revenue company. The only thing I would do is before we actually sign the contract with them is I would reach out to them and just make them sure they understood all the areas. I'd build a map and make sure that they, you know.
I know when Jeff was doing it, of course, somebody living down here, they knew when the grass needed mowed.
Right.
But if you got somebody that only mows like Wednesdays or Thursdays,
this is weekly. It's once a week, and it's everything, including the dam. And that was based off of Jeff's advice, just from him mowing it, that it wouldn't go 2 weeks originally. We weren't going to do the dam every 2 weeks. He said with a typical mower, that wouldn't work. So I just need to follow up with them if you guys are in acceptance or if I get
a motion. Does that include the point?
It does not include the point. Harold still volunteered to do that. Correct, Harold?
Sure.
Right. No, nod your head yes. Up and down. Up and down is yes. Right.
I haven't looked at all the contracts closely or anything, but of course I'm leaning towards the low bidder. Them being a professional outfit still. All the others represented a pretty significant increase in what we previously paid.
Yeah, this is basically right in line with what we were paying. Right.
Jeff, any comments that you might want to put towards it?
No, other than if somebody wants to come out and they're unclear on what to mow, I'd be more than happy to walk with them and show them exactly what I did.
Appreciate that. I did see them out here. You've seen them out here. They actually did come out and do a site inspection. So I believe, with the map I provided, they should be pretty clear. I just want to have that conversation with them. The only thing I had and I wanted to prepare the board for is, a company, when you're doing a contract like this with a company, sometimes you could get billed if they didn't mow. Like for instance, say when we get a 10 inches of rain 1 week and they just flat can't mow, typically you're paying by month for a contract. So I think we need to be prepared for that. I know last year with my yard that happened twice throughout the course of the entire year. So I don't anticipate that being a big issue, but it is one of the questions I would ask them. They actually have it laid out as 30 visits, 30 mowings by $200 basically per mow. So I'll have that discussion with them before I sign the contract. Any other questions on that? Okay. Want to approve this so we can let them not only let the people
I'll do it.
That didn't.
I'll make a motion that we approve the low bid.
Second. And the main thing is letting the people that didn't get awarded it know so that they can fill their schedules up. So, all right, and I appreciate that. Moving on, next item I had was the 75th year celebration, 4th of July. Threw this on here mainly because we needed to get the fireworks approved and the check written and get that committed, because last year we ran into a situation we just about didn't have fireworks. Jim, do you have any information for us on that?
I need to spend some money. I need to get some money prepaid. Normally ours was about $5,000 last year. because of hard to get product, we, I think like 7,800 is what we spent. I just need to figure out if we're going to do more, stay the same. I know fireworks are readily available currently, but they are more expensive. So.
We spent, what, last year, 78?
I think 7,800.
We probably ought to look at that or a little bit more for this year. Everything goes up with wages.
Our 75th year. What about 7,500?
You want to go 75? You want to go 8? I mean, do it.
Start it out for you guys. This is for discussion. So.
At least 8.
Yeah, I would say 8 because. Yeah, I mean, inflation, everything.
Part of what our deal was last year, correct me if I'm wrong, was just the fact that we got in a jam and we had to go outside of our normal vendor.
Correct.
To acquire stuff.
Correct. But Jeremy, it will be more expensive this year than he was last year.
Do you think that we'll still spend more than 7,800?
Whatever our dollar is, that's what we'll spend.
Okay.
Well, that'll just be the budget and stop there at that.
No doubt we'll talk about this again as we get closer, as you know, but as a start. 8,000. I mean, you sure don't want
to. Part of it goes back that I mean, now that we have magazine, we have storage. It makes it much easier. But what I was meant is that at some point in time, I can only shoot and prepare so much fireworks. You know, I mean, so I mean, if you said 15, it's like no. Can't shoot.
What about
8 would work?
How much of it do we have to pay now? Do we have to pay 50% up front?
It's 100% up front. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, he wants you to pay for everything now.
Reserve.
Yeah, but we're only gonna I said we're gonna probably 5 to him is probably what we'll do, and I'll try and go outside and get elsewhere some other stuff.
Okay. So what do you need approval for tonight?
I'd like 8,000. I mean, I'd like all the money, and then I'll work with Brent through the year to get that mailed off.
All right. So do I need a motion?
Oh, we already did.
Oh,
we just need a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So we're good there. Committee, we had talked a little bit about trying to get I brought this up at the annual meeting about forming a committee to try to kind of do some, you know, because we're looking at possible fundraiser activities, just things to kind of make a little extra wow out of the deal. Don't have to go into a lot of detail tonight on that, but did we have some people volunteering for a committee? Shannon? Are you raising your hand?
Yeah, I did, because
okay.
I was
this year,
so.
Go ahead.
So Carol Russ and Nancy and I have met on the t-shirts that we had proposed to you earlier, and we kind of came up with the rough draft that I only have one copy, but I'd like to share it with you guys. This is the front that we thought, but it could be the back. And this is what we have. I'll let you guys. Anyway, it is a rough draft. Russ wanted to he was going to reach out to a person in Florida that Briggs uses to see if maybe he could get a discount on the shirts. Mm-hmm. And
it was
here. Yeah, he left. Correct me if I'm wrong, Carol. Is that right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
What?
Yeah. So let me get. Where did that go? You guys. Okay. And so that's what we have right now. I just wanted to share with you what we were thinking about, what we came up with. And then I'm going to turn it over to Phil. Oh, it won't be. Well, okay. And the other thing is we're thinking about red t-shirts, white and blue, or blue t-shirts with white and red. And Russ specifically wants the 75 in gold.
It won't be that size of lettering.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, it goes to the.
He had talked about trying to find pictures of the founding fathers, like 4 founding fathers, and he was trying to find their pictures.
And I think we nixed that because it was just going to be too difficult, and also because of the possible cost.
We've got a lot of time. We can talk about that between now and the.
Yeah, floor. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys an idea as to the direction that we were going. And then Carol is.
One thing I need to know is if we're going to have a band trying to get the United Front for the 75th anniversary, and I need to let them know for the date if it's possible, they want $1,200 to play 4 hours and petty cash. And we were thinking we could put it up on the tennis courts, three lights, like 5 to 9, have everybody bring their lawn chairs, coolers, whatever, just for something to centralize it here. And, but I just need to let them know they're holding the date and they need to know if it's yes or no.
Just to clarify, you are looking for the board or the lake to pay for that? Is that what you're asking? And you're saying like five?
Yeah,
and I don't have a schedule from the fourth in front of me, but 5 to 9 is the hours you're proposing?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's not in set in mud or set in stone. I just have to let them know that that date. And as soon as they can, you know, identify a time. And Russ was talking about sponsors and things too, that he has available. So
okay, so
I just need to know if the man needs to know if that's for sure or not.
Understandable.
Have you reached out to Lyman's and Lineman's? Yeah, Rick and Kelly, because you know they've done the band up there for don't want to get in the middle or whatever, but we need to get the line of communication. I was called and I told them to reach out to them to make sure that there's not going to be a big conflict. Yeah.
And I'm glad Waters are here tonight. Lori, I'm not sure if you guys are all together on the same deal, but you guys have been doing this for about 8 years and you guys have been doing it at your expense. Have you guys, are you guys intending to do that again this year?
No. Let me politically correct say this. We were in the works. I mean, we talked about it already, and Carol, and like I said, I try to get along with everybody, you know, this United Front and centrally located, which that's no more centrally located than over in our lots, which that's fine. If there's a problem with it being in our lots or whatever.
It's been a deal that you guys have provided.
We've always been on the agenda as a lake event. We've always used our money, our resources. We added Board Decisions last year, which I know have already been contacted. So it's kind of been, I guess, a committee thing. I don't have any problem with that. But I just like to say that, we kind of built this thing as our donation to the lake. Felt like it was kind of around us a little bit. And like I said, all you have to do is give me a call, or when it was a call or whatever. If the board decides they want to pay for band or whatever they want to do, we will graciously not have ours this year. We talked about it and that's fine. We'll take it back, since it's the 75th. And if that's the board's decision and what they want to do, then that's fine. We won't have one this year. We'll look at maybe having it again next year. So it's, whatever is decided, we'll go.
I don't care if you have it or not. I was just thinking of a big area. People could come, you can stable up there on the tennis courts, young, old, just trying to make it. And it doesn't mean that you guys can't have, we can have one early, one late, or, work it out.
Everybody's been there and we love it. That's what it's for. That's why we did it originally. It just keeps, every year it's kind of like our fireworks. We just keep getting bigger and bigger bands every year. It's getting costly. The band last year was over $4,500. And I personally paid for the nice air conditioned porta-potties, which that wasn't cheap either, right? So, and we never asked for a dollar, and it was just our contribution. So, but all I want to say is if you want to have it up here and you guys want to do it, that's fine. We won't pursue any longer getting a band for ours, to have it at our lot, And if that's what, like I said, it's never, ever, ever been intended to divide or to have a bar party. It was always for the lake, right? And that's why I just want to make sure everybody understands that. Just because it's on our property, name it something else. I don't care. Name it somebody else's lot for the day. I don't care. That's the problem.
I think everybody's always went there I don't want to look, you know, give of course in the mouth. We've got a member that's paying for it versus the board paying for it.
Like I said, if you want to take sponsors for it, you know, without the board paying for it, I don't think that's a problem. I think people would probably pay for the cost. I think that's the big thing is, you know, again, you know, like my friends, you know, why spend the money if it's already being done, right? So we don't have a problem. If that's the way they want to do it, then that's great. You know, save my budget. You know, save our pocketbooks for a year and all the organization and getting the trailer and the porta potty and port is it, you know, all of that kind of stuff, which I'll be glad to let Vicky know. If that's what we're gonna do, we'll have board decision back if you want them again. Like, you know, already talked to her and we already got a
chime in
at a reserve. So
we don't know how anybody could be more possibly divisive than me. Having said that, I think that's extremely generous, and I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, I got new hearing aids. Is it because it wasn't all-inclusive?
No, that's not the point at all. We've talked about, you know, just going a different direction in a 70 hit. And if you don't want to have them, just tell me. If this is not the direction you want to go, that's fine.
I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm just trying to understand the situation. And I don't know, and I started with under most divisive, I don't know how much more welcome someone could be there. And I don't know all the underpinnings and don't really give a fuck about them, but it would seem to me, just at the outside, that is a much more conducive location for everybody to feel invited than sitting there at the tennis court at just my desk.
I just wanted to say that the focus is that Lake Elbow was created 75 years ago. And it's always been my impression that we wanted to do something different, something a little bit bigger, because it is 75 years. I think if you think about a concrete pad and grass, it's really a difference between a concert and having the room to dance on a concrete floor. But we just wanted to do something different because it is 75 years. And that's our way of maybe saying,
well, and you know, that's just a portion of
our founding fathers.
In my opinion, that's a portion of the day. I mean, we have a lot of activities that day that we do, from the kids' activities to the stuff that goes on here at the clubhouse. You know, we have spread it out a little bit. I personally don't have a problem with that. We've moved some of the activities to that side for shade and other reasons, you know, whatever those are. I don't know. I'm a little bit in the it's not broken, you know, type of deal. Jim.
Like I said, I just want to, it will not hurt our feelings. I mean, it's not going to hurt. If you want to do it, it's fine. Like I said, we've been getting different communications outside of this and what's going on. And all we've got to do is been asked. I mean, it's not that big a deal, really. I mean, I love the 74. I mean,
if I may, so at the risk of stepping in, and I mean, obviously, the board here, none of us wants to alienate any friend or neighbor in anything we're saying here. So we want to try to keep friends, not have any friends. So please bear that in mind. And first of all, thank you. We start with gratitude for what we've done in the past and the history that we have here. So to me, as a board member, it's clear that we got to have a decision tonight. You don't prolong something that has potential for hard feelings. So no tabling this. We need to sign. I would be reluctant. It is my nature to conserve. I'd be reluctant to have a change when you have something that has been working and working very well for years. Maybe this is a special location, but I'm reluctant to take that away or change that. And from a financial point of view, if we can save anything there, that'd be great, you know. I'm not afraid of spending money on fireworks, but if we could not have that in a new expense, that's great. So I don't want to offend anyone. Please don't think that, but I would
could it not be incorporated?
I would vote to not do in a second band.
Anybody, as far as Jim, you got one more thing to add?
Yeah, I did, like I said, we're not looking at a second band. Like I said, I will work with Carol. If you guys want me to work with you on the band, I mean, I'm more than happy to. I mean, we'll you know, like I said, we haven't hired a band yet. So we are in that planning stage where it's so fine.
What would be the chances of that band at your place?
I think that if
and I know Ricky Kelly,
the tennis courts, if that has been decided.
Nothing's been decided. It just all came up right now.
And if that works for a majority of the people, then have it at the tennis courts. I think that it would be best if the band was sponsored by someone other than the board,
right?
Yeah,
and that's what Russ is working on.
Like we pay, have always paid for the band.
And that's what he's working on.
He's got
four sponsors. I think we've already talked, Carol has already talked to Penny Cash.
Well, that's fine, but it's not, nothing's set in stone.
Nothing's set in stone,
we haven't really gotten anything very much planned for the 4th of July, but I just, throwing that out there.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the passion and as many people coming together to talk about this. You know, hopefully that's what will bring a great event about. I'm a little bit with Brent on the fact of us, the board of the lake spending money, additional money, because we are putting out a fair amount more on fireworks than what we're used to.
Correct.
But we typically recoup that money too, or a very good amount of it, you know, the majority of it. So, and we aren't looking to try to raise money. So, you know, this clubhouse expansion isn't going to be cheap, and this could be one of our first possible events to raise money. So anybody else on the board that wants to comment on this, I just kind of needs, we need some discussion, I think.
I agree with Brent. I mean, as far as the board paying for the band, because I say everybody's donated up there to pay for the bands, and so it's never come out of the lake, and the money that coming through since we did the debit cards at the gate, we're getting more money off that because and a lot of them come out just for the band.
I know you don't want to table it, but it's February 7th. We do have plenty of time. I mean, granted, you know, we don't want to drag it out any more than we have to. But
I don't think it really needs to be a board decision. I think the decision would be that the board would not sponsor the band.
Yeah.
That's what I would second.
We can make that motion tonight. Yeah. But as far as how we proceed, I think we need to have some people. I would personally like to have some stuff brought back.
If they're working on it, then why are we making a mountain out of the molehill?
Yeah.
If they've already talked and discussed that Jim and them guys, you know, if you want to have it here this year, we'll let you do it down here, and then next year they'll take it back up there. I think they've already made the decision. Why let everybody else make a mountain out of this molehill?
And poor decisions. I know that Janetta had reached out to Vicky. Vicky was a little confused. She's a friend of ours. She reached out to Jim and said, I don't know what's going on. However, they would love to come up here and park. I mean, I know that they were a huge hit last year, and they're wonderful. And it's, absolutely.
But we also have Plan B on that.
Okay.
It's kind of year. So, no. It's something to be decided. I mean, it doesn't matter, but.
Yeah, we're not doing the band,
okay. So if I understand, so if we get committed together, like I said, we can talk this all out. So we don't have to waste any more time here. We'll figure it out and just, you know, we'll go from there. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah. I think that's,
I appreciate that.
You know.
Yep, good enough. So really nothing.
So the band, that the board won't pay for anything to deal with the band, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys again, and I know it's a little bit, but I guess that's why we come together and we talk about these things. As far as other activities, I mean, I am opening the floor a little bit for Did you have a question, Jim?
No, I was going to say, I don't, Alan will talk about some, he had an idea.
So, you know, other activities that we could do throughout that day. We've got a, you know, it's a full schedule kind of already, but do we want to change it up? We did a 50th year out here, and I think you were part of that, Jeanette, if I remember right. The fund, the auction, the benefit auction. We made, we raised a lot of money with that deal. Go ahead, Alan.
Years ago, we kind of put on a ski show with members only, and
the pink ladies.
I would like to volunteer to
bring back the pink ladies.
Do that again. Everybody probably remembers the pink ladies. That's the highlight of the show where we try to get the ladies that ski here. And this year, well, they're going to be a little bit of a costume, like you might see in a real ski show. I got me a new driver this year where I can concentrate on making the pink ladies look pretty sharp. But that's kind of the finale. I would like to start out with some, I'm saying I might be giving it away, a whole lot of multiple tubes behind one boat with a whole bunch of kids in. Not going fast, spinning them around, just parading them around, and they would be in maybe flag waving and putter around, just the kids just having fun with one. But then I'm going to find some kids to ski in. We can still call it the chorus line. I would like to work with them during the summer and get some kids skiing out.
Sounds great. It was always.
Red said he would drive my boat.
It was always a big
thing. Matter.
I can speak to that.
And then we would bring on the pink lady.
Well, I'm very thankful that we've got a group of people, it seems like. Getting together for a committee. I would like, you know, hopefully our goal is to get kind of a monthly update on where we're headed with this so that we can be prepared when the fourth gets here. I know, and Randy, I'm blindsiding you with this, but I've had requests for the survivor to come back.
Yeah. I still have all the old rules.
You know, something we might think about. But, I mean, I think the cardboard boat race, Jeff, I'm assuming we could still do that. That's just too popular not to have.
Sure.
You know, and anything else that you guys could come up with, you know, work with the committee. We need to establish, you know, have you guys establish who the committee's going to be. But need to, you know, try to get a schedule put together so that we can fit everything in the day, so to speak. But I just wanted to some discussion that I getting the fireworks approved and paid for was the big goal. I think we've got some other great things here that could happen. Anybody have anything else to add for the 4th of July?
Just thank you for that, to get through those decisions there. And that what I heard was that there's going to be a committee forming. One of the items on this agenda is board member responsibility committees, and hopefully there'll be board member working directly with that committee to make those things happen.
Okay. I'd like to say another thing.
I'd be helping them if they want, if they'll take me.
With my boat in the water already, I would like to volunteer to distribute the pink flamingos so I can get them spread out and get them on the proper side of the lake according to the wind direction.
That's Tracy Williard that handles that. So you'd have to work with her.
Well, along with that, we need to buy more flamingos.
Possibly that could definitely be an option because I think we do sell through them. But
I think we can make $1,500 on them.
But we also need to sell them at the donation gate. They need to be offered at the donation gate.
If there's any left, usually they sell out.
Yeah, but I don't even know how many there are right
there's
now.
There's 200, roughly 230 or 210, somewhere in that ballpark.
We raised
like 1,100 last year, I think, was our number, if I remember right. But yeah, that Tracy Weird handles that, and she stores them, and she's done a great job. And, you know, people can, like last year, I had some people that commented about the wind. We put them in the absolute only spot you could put them that they could even start to go across the lake. And because there was a diagonal wind, they went where they didn't go the full length of the lake. And I don't think any, I don't think you could have dropped them anywhere better than get them to go the full length of the lake. So I would, you know, we can work with Tracy if you want to work with Tracy or however that works out. If she's still intended on doing it, which I'll ask her. But anything else?
I'm just going to nix the idea of petty cash. I'm just going to throw that out there. And we just need to all work together, and that's fine. If it, what's, it's not broke, so we don't need to, you know.
Already playing to that way, Carol, to your way. Yeah. On that, I don't. Yeah,
it doesn't matter
who
you get.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
Man,
I mean, we have nothing.
You're talking about.
Yeah. So why don't cancel if they got you a date?
Yeah.
Don't cancel. You might not be able to find somebody else, and then we're stuck
especially
with
you guys can pull the funding. Lori, did you have a question? That's between you guys at this point, because we basically, the board has is not funding it, so the board really doesn't have anything to do with it other than we want to know what's going to happen so that we can include it on the schedule and make sure everybody knows what's going on and where. That's between you guys, between whoever's hiring the bank.
It's, okay. Lori,
did you have a question?
I was just curious. I know y'all are wanting to do different things and stuff for the, is Pokemon going to happen, or is it just going to be
up? I would welcome it. It's a big popular. That's popular. Very popular. Event. I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier. We were talking about the cardboard road race.
I absolutely
would be in support of that if you're still willing to do it.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you for bringing it up. All right, we're going to move off the 4th of July for now. We've got a lot of things yet to cover. And I, again, appreciate everybody's input into this. And, you know, this is really, we want this to be a really fun thing. And we want, you know, everybody hopefully can work together, find a way to work together to make this good for our community. So next thing I had was allocation of dollars to road fund. And you and I hadn't had a chance to really talk about that ahead of time. But
So I don't want a decision tonight. I want the board to discuss it in a budget meeting. But to be candid about what we're talking about is, if my goal, if that's what the board decides, would be to transfer from our checking. It's 2022 money, approximately $30,000 from our checking to the road fund money market. So $30,000 to money market, making it approximately $90,000, with the goal of having a road project probably in 2025. But that's a board discussion. It's not just my goals.
So, and we got a little sidetracked at the last meeting. That's why I brought this back to the table, because I think what Joel was trying to accomplish is different than what we needed to do. And we passed this several years ago in a board meeting. It's not in the bylaws. It's not in the rules. It's in minutes, but we couldn't find them if we had always. But it was a 25-25-50 disbursement of annual dues and assessments, I believe. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. 25% to roads, 25% to dredging, and that's just from history and future project planning, and 50% that we would operate in our general fund. You got a funny look, Jim.
It's a good
Joel was trying to put that to the dredge note.
Well, and he was trying to get us to spend, he was trying to get us to drain the account. Basically, he wanted us to spend everything in the checking account, so it was much more money than what we were talking about.
The reason I think he wanted that is because we couldn't show a profit in the year.
And we've reached out to the attorney or the accountant, and that we are, that does not apply to us. There was a time we thought it did, but right now we are not taxed.
But that's been 15 or more years. Every year I propose in the December meeting or January meeting is to pay down the dredge note every year. And Joel did it this year instead of me. It goes towards the note.
It could have been part of the way he went about it.
It could have been. No, but I mean, but I would agree. But it was, but it's always about paying off the note.
Here's the deal is we spent the money last year. Well, and that, so again, a different situation. That's right. After we've allocated 25% to the road fund. That's what we did last year. And then we put extra on the dredge fund. We've done that. You're right. We've done extra, any extra money we had in check account. But I don't believe we've allocated our 25% to the road fund for 22.
That's correct. Yes.
That's my point on the agenda is we still need to put 25% of our receivables from last year to the road fund.
Which should still leave us approximately 25,000.
30,000.
Yeah. In the checking account.
Exactly.
From last year's money.
Roughly. I don't remember the numbers.
What happened in that previous meeting, I think that we would agree on what we're trying to accomplish, but how it was went about very much got in the way of it getting done.
Right.
And that's my point. I could be persuaded to have pay down on debt instead of allocating it towards road. But it was too much from the hip in that meeting. And even right now, it feels like
two separate discussions. Okay. One is 25% of last year's receivables we do need to post to the road fund.
But I think he's already done.
The addition, no, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
And it got confused last meeting because of the way it was presented by Joel. So neither here nor there. We don't even need to bring that up no more. But we do need to allocate 25% of our receivables from last year to the road. Then if we decide to pay down the dredge note beyond that, whole separate discussion. Mm-hmm. So all I care about right now is that we get 25% of our receivables for 2022 allocated.
I'm in favor of that. If that's what the direction of the board was.
That's the way it's
always. Way we've always.
No, okay, but I really, I think you've already done it.
What was done last year was for 2021. Part of our problem is we wait until the end of the year to make that motion and to do that, and we end up paying it after the rollover. We wait until the rollover till we got money coming in for the next year to pay that allocation from the previous year. At some point, hopefully we can catch up to where we're paying it in the actual calendar year of the receivables. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm back to the 25%, and maybe you need to verify that we haven't put 25% from 2022, but I don't believe
we have. Not transferred for 2022 by heads. Very clear.
Even though in your treasurer's report in last month you discussed.
That was for
2022, because we were in 23, we were in 2021 too.
We always wait and do it the year after, and here we are again, and we still need to do it for 2022.
This is why I wanted to discuss it in a budget meeting and have a board up and have the screen up and just go through everything. We're not in a rush.
We're not. I understand that.
Okay. And if it can wait a couple of weeks, we can go all the way down that rabbit hole for you.
You want to table that to the March meeting, but I would.
Or not the March.
Your budget meeting.
February.
Yeah, but we're not going to be making votes at the budget meeting. The budget meeting is literally discussion and.
Right, but then it will be clarified, so then in March, we can bring it up and everybody's going to know what they're talking about.
That's why I say you want to table this decision.
So we table it, put the 25% in right now?
I mean, I'm fine with I want that to happen, to transfer that money.
Okay, so are we going to do that?
So I would be happy if I'll make a motion to allow me to do the transfer to the road fund. I just was thinking we have a board meeting about it, but it's not come on, it's not going anywhere. It's just brought to an interest bearing account now, so I would move to do that, 30,000.
So do we see it all?
Yeah.
Before we put it in?
No, because we're going to do it anyway.
It's got to be done anyway.
We're going to do it anyway, so.
I'll second it because it needs to be done.
Paying down the dredge note is a separate discussion. I'm not talking about that at the budget meeting.
But where does the 30,000 come from? Where does that 30,000 number come from?
That's 25% of our.
No, but that, you see, it has to be an exact number. 30,000 is not.
It doesn't have to be. It has to be has to at least cover the minimum. So if the 25% is
28,352. Follow the rules first and then we add a second motion.
So let's be clear about a lot of things. That's a rule of thumb. That's not a rule in any of your bylaws.
It's not printed. It is in our minutes. It has been a practice.
As a practice, and I want us to practice it. But 20,000 in that meeting you guys were proposing, that was just a number, arbitrary. 30,000 is 25% of our general 120,000 that we receive. That's a rounded number, yes, but that's 25% of our dues and assessments.
You have the actual number.
And I have that in our.
Number at our annual meeting, so I would propose that number.
It was 32,000 because we received slightly more this previous year because we collected more from some back dues. So it was 32,000. But like, you can be overly specific with these things. But 32,000 would be fine. That is not going to significantly impact us as far as liquidity later on.
Okay, so we make a motion.
Then seconded.
It's already been a motion here and I second.
Yeah, I'll accept the amendment.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's where it's always.
Thank you, guys, and sorry to confuse you, but it's two separate discussions. And the last meeting, we got clear out in the weeds because of how it's presented and it didn't accomplish what needed to be accomplished.
And no, I appreciate it. It's what I hope to have happen. I just was thinking we'd have a budget meeting.
Okay, so budget meeting, not to bring that up, next thing on the agenda, set date and expectations. And I think you pretty much have the expectations. You're going to kind of run the show is my expectation.
I'll bring the financials.
He's got the board.
I'll bring the 32,000.
32,000.
The exact 25%. Yes, I'll have the financials and I'm really, so.
What date are you looking at?
The 28th is a Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday of the month.
February 28th.
Uh-huh. 6:30.
I might be here, but I don't know if I'll be here. I have a dental appointment, a 4-hour dental appointment that day. So I might, I'll be here.
If you need to get a pass from your dentist, just tell her you got a real important meeting.
No, I've been waiting too long to get this toothpaste.
That'd be the time to get it.
What time?
6:30. The 28th. And that we'd had some dates thrown out to the accountant because a big part of this is Lisa, our accountant, to have the whole board meet her, get familiar with her, be exposed to her.
Or whoever's available.
She was available that day. And so you guys have better access to where our accountant is. And then ask her questions like appreciation. And then she can go and then we have our general budget discussion. But that's where I'll have our financials. And I was thinking about trying to show this 25% here so that in this year we'll do that. And then maybe we don't want to go that direction, but that's what I'm trying to cover.
And the 32,000 is for which year?
For 2022.
2022.
It's from 2022 funds. And that would be one of the things I would ask to add to our bylaws when we update our bylaws is to add that 25, 25, 50. in the bylaw, that would be one of the things I would have us add to that, so that we have that path going forward. Or if we have turnover on the board and people that come into the board that aren't familiar with how we do things, why we do things, if we include it in our bylaws going forward, we should be good. It's something that's always going to be there. You're always going to have money for dredging or for taking care of the lake. You're always going to have money for the woods. So.
From years of,
yeah, from years of experience, trust me.
Sitting back there, yeah.
We've already been through it a million times, so.
And Jim, I understand where you're coming from for past practices. I really.
It's not even about past practices. I got confused about, since we're talking about 2022, why does the year 2021 come into last month's meeting? I just.
It did. 2021 was, that was, you were asking about when we put money in last year to the road fund. It was money put in from 2021 funds.
I thought in that meeting, Brent brought paperwork, says I plan on putting this much money in this and this much money in this.
No, that was at the annual meeting.
In January. I literally did. Okay. At the January meeting when Joel presented that, I know where his numbers came from because it was balanced money left in the account. So, but I mean, it's okay. We're moving on.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
So February 28th was.
February 28th.
All right. The next item I've got is a stray cat issue that's been brought to us by multiple members. Start there. I mean, I know, Brian, I've talked to you, and I've talked to a couple other members that have witnessed it. And my initial response to Brian probably wasn't a positive one. My initial response was I didn't understand how it was a board issue. Since then, I've, you know, thought about it, and I've looked at some stuff and come back. And I think Karen is one person that has brought it up to me that she's experienced it.
So
and I had another member that had mentioned it as well, that had experienced it. So not to be confused with pets and people that have pet cats, but people that there are some cats that are coming in on the north end of the lake. And what was originally, we think 4 or 5 is now 25 to 30, which originally I thought was an exaggeration, but I've heard it from more than one person.
So can we live trap them and relocate them?
I'm throwing it out there for discussion because I asked Brian to come to the meeting because I honestly did not have a good answer. And it wasn't that, and I had to call him back because I didn't want him to be offended by the fact that I didn't take it serious. I just didn't have a good solution.
So did we not have a problem with the red foxes a few years ago that got relocated?
That
was on Lake Elba's property.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but well, still on Lake Elba property because then Lake Elba, these stray cats, correct? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
in essence, but
I mean, you're not talking about like just dropping them off somewhere else, right? By relocating them,
you can be
relocating would be taking them down here to the animal shelter.
My concern, the problem is, I don't know if they'll take them. And
Brian
my concern
has talked
is,
to several people about the situation.
I have talked to everybody.
You can hear.
You can't hear. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead.
I've talked to everybody. They don't want, these aren't stray cats. This isn't somebody's house that they left. And it's a domestic cat. So I got it cranked up. You crank yours up. They don't want them.
They don't want them. Okay. So you've already been down there.
There's what they call a colony. And there's some cats that are probably considered adoptable could be considered pets.
It's way worse than that.
But there's also cats that are considered feral.
Right.
And those are basically considered wild animals.
Give me that piece of paper.
And
I want you. Thank you for hearing me. I want you to look up feline leukemia, distemper, rabies. Herpes. I didn't know cats get herpes.
And I didn't go.
I didn't think so. Viral conjunctivitis, feline AIDS, infectious peritonitis, mites, urinary tract infections, and they kill millions of birds and small animals. They have worms, fleas, and ticks. Any resource you access will tell you that a feral cat or someone who has a couple of outside cats and then puts food outside for cats is not doing them a favor. Anyway.
If you get their shots, they will.
Huh?
If they're getting their shots there.
Oh, there's all kinds of shots, and I'm telling you, they said they did it.
Just give them the shots.
For all, okay.
So you're speaking on behalf of your cats, right?
Yeah.
Which your cats are pets.
You know what I
go outside and make sure.
But that's been cats too. I got cats over my yard too, but they're here. So real quick here, my concern, you bring up trapping, relocating. One, how do you determine?
If it's a pet, if it's a pet cat.
How do you determine a pet cat or somebody, a neighbor's cat versus a bird? As a what?
You should have a collar if it's your own cat.
I don't know about.
Dogs do.
Cats, I don't know about cats. Seven, probably some of them might, but probably not all of them religiously. I did take some time today and I reached out to Cattails, which is a local rescue. And unfortunately, there's nobody local that has a really good program. They have a program that they refer to as trap, neuter, return. And the way they do that is they trap the colonies. So say there's 20, 30 cats, they would trap them. You would take them to a vet, have them neutered or spayed, and then you would return them to their place that they're familiar with, because that's how they live. And or where they live, they're familiar with that area, versus putting them out in the wild and turn them into coyote feed. And then you basically monitor them, and in 2 weeks, if they're approachable, they're considered adoptable, and if they're not, they're considered a feral cat. Now, I don't, that sound like 100% scientific to me, but that's the way the gal covered it with me. I don't know that we have a great solution. That's why I asked you to bring it here tonight. I was hoping through some discussion.
Let me share another thing that was told to me by the powers that be. I know nothing about this except what I've been educated on. Feline leukemia, if they're not vaccinated for that, if a cat gets killed, because it will kill them, feline leukemia on its own will kill them. So then that cat dies, and then something else comes and takes a bite and nibble, 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 and then a coyote comes and shakes it around and all that. I had no idea how contagious feline leukemia is. Pot County Sheriff, Kansas Wildlife, Fish and Game, PETA, all that. Just, you can find it. So what's a cat do the first thing after it eats a meal?
Takes a nap?
No clue.
They now have feline leukemia. It is every bit of everywhere that every scrap of that cat was. Don't give a rat's ass who you call, because I've already checked it. I have shot three underneath our deck. Disgusting. They look like crack addict cats with less hair than me, climb underneath our back deck on our little dump, and
I'm looking for positive discussion.
Yeah. I'm not. You saw the video I sent you today and the other day.
I'm not discounting what you're saying, Brian. I'm asking for some for some feedback and for some discussion.
Right.
Because I don't have any good answer.
I've seen it. You sent me the videos. You can see multiple cats on the move right from his reading camera. I want to keep positive here. But I don't want the board really to be in animal control. I gave you a bunch of Pottawatomie County animal control.
I went the high road, and I want to maintain the high road, but I am not going to put up with, you saw today, it is, our ring counter is ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
Let's use existing resources like the animal control from Pot County. And does the animal shelter near Menards not accept? Don't they have like a night drop for animals? Like
why can't we contain our problem?
We don't
Why do we have to make it someone else's property?
Most of us don't have a license to take care of that.
Yeah, we.
I mean, for nuisance, you have to be licensed by the state of Kansas for nuisance control.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to have a farm.
Trap them to relocate them.
Just please not relocate it in Elmo. Like, don't put them on the opposite side of the lake. I don't
see if they're good there. They're good there.
No one said they were good there. But it's just, it's not something the board can do. All we can do is tell you to contact animal control. I mean, you can look Brian at me as much as you want. I mean, you're going to have to just do what you need to do, and you can't ask for the help from the board. I'm sorry. I mean, in my opinion.
Asking for help from the board, I guess I brought it up here so that it became a discussion.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to solve anything. I haven't told you what I did and will do.
Okay.
I learned a lot today talking to that gal on the phone, and one of the biggest things was outside cats and feeding outside cats. Whether they're yours horrible. Or not, I think what we got going here is we've got outside cats coming in. I mean, from the sounds of it, I don't think there's neighbors down there that have 30 cats that are running wild. I think we've cats that are coming in from the local farms and just maybe wild.
Why would you? If you
so the gal. Her main deal was is you got to take them and have them spayed and neutered if you're going to have them in this environment, or they're going to reproduce and they're going to, the problem grows and gets worse and worse and worse. So.
Well, I think you're successful in bringing it up. And so perhaps people will hear that and be like, oh, we'll try to curb it. You know?
Well, if you encourage the ones that do, I'm a cat person. I like cats. Nacho, I say hi to Nacho all the time. But if they're your pets, feed them, try to keep the less food outside, I guess. I mean, that's just like anything else, dogs.
You know, another cat. And I will not tell, I have spoke to multiple sources. And you know what one said? Get a couple of, there is coyote breeders, and they use those for training greyhounds. And they said, get a hold of a couple coyote breeders. Now think about that. So
I just don't want to end up on the front page of the Mercury.
Then let's get it fixed. Because can you imagine that? That is, I would never do that. But it's like, okay, if you don't want to be responsible, why do I need to be?
I think you're very successful in making it clear that it's not okay. And hopefully,
it is not okay.
Hopefully, you'll have some good neighbors to take action.
The video today and the other ones I sent you. How many were on the porch today?
I just seen two on the video I watched today, but the other day, the one you sent me, there was four or five walking together.
And pissing all over the flower pots.
No doubt it's frustrating. I just don't have a good answer. I mean, I know I've...
Right.
And I made some phone calls today to try to come up with a solution, thinking maybe there were some agencies that could help us out. And they basically...
When your blank camera goes off and that fucking cat has backed his ass up and spraying on your flower pots.
Yep.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I apologize for your frustration.
Hopefully you don't see me soon. Thank you,
all right. I had some board member responsibility expectations. That's really more about a takeaway, and I think we need to table that till the end of the meeting tonight. Let's move through a couple of things. I had a Mark, you're next, so I'll go ahead.
My problem is that problem.
Hang on one second.
He's next in line because that was still on stray cats. If it's dogs, I think barking dogs.
No, I don't know what his situation. Yeah, I don't know what he just said he was coming to the meeting.
I just didn't want us to get away from the because what we're talking about on board member responsibilities was dividing up some board members specifically
for different things.
For different things. And that's okay to table, except for perhaps the board member that works with the committee that for the 75th celebration. I don't want that to be.
Yeah,
Randy's on the hook.
And I'm not tabling it from this meeting. I'm just tabling it to the end of the night. Okay, I want to get through with the people that are waiting on us. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
First of all, I'm Mark Fletcher. I live up on Elbow Bluff. Thank you all. I've been on board, done it. I see it. I appreciate it. Okay, Scott. My problem is, and there is a leash law. We do have a leash law in Pottawatomie area.
But not on cats.
But not in Pottawatomie County.
And not on cats. Just to clarify.
But up there, for a number of years, we've been dealing with different dogs, and they get passed away, and then another dog comes, and then that gets traded off, and these dogs bolt. There's no fence. They're renters. And I'm talking about Michelle and Lance up there. And those dogs have not been trained. They bolt after everybody. They bolted after Mark. They bolted into my yard. It's a constant deal with them. And she was going to work with me when my dog tore an ACL and I had to go take. Well, my PT is right down that road where it's level. But those dogs come out and charge us. And my dog's tired of it. I'm tired of it. For years, I put their dogs back in during the summertime. They just drive off. And there's their dog, 105 degree temperature. Finally, Michelle gave me, okay, just put them in, just open the side door and put them in. But you got to put the block by the door because the latch needs fixed. Well, I've had Pot County up there 4 times. I've been through all this Pot County control, been through the whole deal.
And you've talked to them recently.
Oh. Time and time. There's a case number on this. It's up on Sherry Shuff's desk right now with even Michelle's text messages to me. I'm going to leave my dogs out unsupervised all week. And that's a fact. So all that stuff sitting up on Sherry's and all my deer cams, all my security cameras have caught all this daily. They're either in Kathy's yard, Mark McMillan's. Most of the time they come down to the beach to poop because she brings them down. A couple weeks ago, the little girl that lives up there, I don't know who she belongs to. She's 10, 11 years old. Boom, out the door, both dogs down the road. Comes back 11 minutes later from the beach. Then we have a baby carriage go by. Then we have Keeley's come by. Then Carol came by running. Sherry Bonowitz has been charged twice. Mark's been charged with his dog. That even if, and she has told the Pottawatomie County Sheriff she has an electric fence, which she doesn't.
Underground fence or something?
Yeah. The first thing she got was trackers. And she told me, oh, I got trackers. I raised dogs for all my life. I never had to have a tracker for my dog. I pay attention to where my dog is. It's on a leash. I have a fence, you know, and I'm not saying there's lots of good dogs that can just stay around. Josh has a dog up there, that white lab. That dog wouldn't bolt for nothing. You know,
I've talked to you about this before, and it maybe a month or so ago. So what's been going on is still continuing.
Oh, yeah. And I've talked to Phil, and Mark has talked to Phil. And the only thing that became of that was all their trash got cleaned up.
Who's Phil?
The owner, Hirsch.
Oh,
he owns that house.
The people, the owners.
That's a rental. So they don't really have a stake here in Lake Elbow like all us. Like I tried to tell Phil.
They're members.
Coroner's going to take me out. Coroner's probably going to take Mark out. And Coroner's probably going to take you out of your house. These people are going to move. You know, and renters don't have the ability to, hey, well, go put a 5-foot fence in. You know, and electric fences can work. And shock collars if you watch. But those dogs are never watched. They're unsupervised. And they've been down here so much that as soon as they come out of that door, they bolt. And they're fast. They're on you. So I can't even get out my door. Now that I've called the cops, Michelle's gotten nasty to where I can't even get out my door. And she'll let her dogs out to bear pressure on my dog. Because he's tired of their
poop and peeing in the yard. And 2 weeks into his procedure, I was trying to heal him up. And Anna knows all about these ACLs and her dog. She's had a problem up there. I come out of my house at 11 o'clock at night, and there's those dogs in my front yard. My dog's 100 pounds. And he bolted and hit the end of that 10-foot rope and drugged me part of the way. And then their dogs ran out. So I messaged Michelle. Michelle goes, no, I was standing right out here with them. I said, I'm on my wheelchair ramp that built for the dog so it could get in the door. And now it just had to bolt after your dogs because your dogs were in my trash. And they have no electric fence like they told the cops. But there, it doesn't matter what they did. This is a pattern that's been going on for 4 years. Okay. But they're down here half the time.
Is there anybody else in the room that's experienced this that wants to say anything?
I have not, but if you do, if Brian would have left already when his granddaughter had a birthday party down here.
Last summer,
a kid got bit by one of those dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will bite.
I have been charged by those dogs, plus numerous other dogs that have been in their yard over the past 3 years that we've been here.
To the point where
I don't even walk by there. If I see the dogs outside, I'll just turn around when I'm walking my dogs. I can't let their dogs even see me, or they're going to be on me. And I've had them jump.
That's the problem.
Thankfully, there was no injury, but
I can't come out my front door with my dog, and those dogs are on me.
So. You know, I'll have to look and see what our.
It says right here, it says if the board of directors determine a dog to be of a vicious nature, the board may require the dog to be permanently removed from Lake Elbow subdivision.
And I think Brandy and Moni, you've had a little experience.
I haven't seen him since then.
Because what did you do, Randy?
I did get angry.
I think my question more than that, I mean, I know that exists, is our, you know, ability to approach a renter versus approach the property owner. I mean, I think
we just want to handle it the same way to start off with.
Handle it the same way.
Deal with the restraint of the renter versus the property owner.
Correct.
Or both.
Both. So probably serve Phil also at the same time, saying what we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, Mark has something to say. He's really in the thick of it. When I walk out the front door, we have a dog that is 14 pounds, and it's hard to walk her when she is watching their house. Because she's afraid to go outside and go poop. And I have to walk her the other way. So I take her to the big side yard, I call it, and I walk her that way, and she does good over there. Come back by my garbage cans up to the house. There's always a dog on the other side of it. I call it their big tree. It's always on the other side. If Michelle or anybody's outside, they're always on their deck. There's no way that dog, if it charged me with that locale I have, I would not stand a chance to make it to the front door. Yeah. And I don't want that fear every single time I take her out to go to the bathroom. I take her out at 2 o'clock in the morning when she really has to go emergency. I'm scared to death that they could have their dog out there and it would just come and get us in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So that's my concern. I was on my lawnmower. I don't mow that much. I was cleaning up the fall leaves with my mower. And that one dog came across the street into my yard and charged me when I was on a rider mower. I couldn't believe it. I just headed out as fast as I could and hit the dirt part and the tennis court. And the dog was finally off my tail, but I said if it was that aggressive with me on a mower, it surely would take me out. If I didn't know if it was friendly, because you can't tell.
Yeah, whether they're excited or whether they're violent.
If it was friendly, if I knew the dog and it would come up to me when I was at my mailbox and I knew what type of dog it was, it'd be different. But when it stares you down across the street and you act like, oh wow, this is my life right now.
Thank you, Karen, for reading that. Let's just send two letters, one to the owner, one to the renter.
They have to be removed.
The problem is that they'll
they try to tell the police and me, and I tried to work with you.
We won't involve you.
Yeah, you, that evidence, you sent the letters and.
The thing is.
I make a motion.
If they're not on the lease, they're not going to be controlled with.
Right.
No issue. My only question is who said.
See, nobody's listening.
We're listening. I got a question.
I'll have to come up with something.
As Lake Elbo, do we have a leash law?
Yes.
We do.
There is a leash, and that needs to be written up and sent to them.
That's what we're just discussing. That's what we just said.
Yeah.
We put our dog on a leash. She's still being trained.
If they're in your own yard, they don't have to be on a leash, but anytime they're outside of your yard.
There's where we run into the problem.
Yeah.
Be in our own yard, they're in the house.
They aren't controlled and they're across the street, so.
That's right.
We discussed it. We agree with you. Let us start a resolution.
Yeah. We've had a motion and a second, not just a letter, follow our rules.
The letter's going to say she has to remove the dog.
The letter would say abide by the rules or you'll be required.
And I can remove your dog.
Right? Sheriff, let's discuss this as a board. Bear with us here, folks.
Randy, your motion, is this the full removal of the dogs that we're going to do?
I think send them a letter first.
Send them a letter for removal.
Abide by the rules, and we send them the stated rules or remove the dog if you can, abide if you can.
And if we get, just if you get one more complaint, then you're going to have to remove the dogs. Well, you know, it's going to be the next day, there's going to be.
No, but at that point, we could go to the county as the board and we can.
Now we have a paper trail.
We can enforce our rules because our rules do stick. We've already tested all that, so.
The only thing I just want to incorporate in before you write the letter is we'll just leave them in the yard. I mean, I have, Sheriff Chuck has, where would you?
Doesn't matter. Soon as they're in Mark's yard, soon as they're in your yard, as soon as they're in your yard, we want to hear about it and we'll follow up at that point.
They're down here all the time.
Ashley, you have a question?
I was just going to put food for thought. I was thinking that maybe there's some kind of like end date because, yes, those are great concerns too, but as a mother who has the kids, it's warm weather. So at what point do you say, okay, this can only, you have this long to abide by this letter?
Anytime. I mean, you have to abide by the rules forever. And the minute they don't, then they need to get rid of the dog.
And that's what the letter.
It'd be a real big problem if we have the nice weather. We can't use our beach.
Well, I can guarantee people don't walk.
How long is it going to drag on?
Because of these dogs. It's affected all the way down.
Has the sheriff not done anything? Because when.
It becomes a civil matter when you got one neighbor versus another neighbor.
Three nuisance reports, dog reports in Pot County. And I got to catch them on the camera, which I caught in March. But now they know how to shine a spotlight in my cameras, my surveillance cameras, and block everything out.
The dogs do or the neighbors? Thank you for bringing that to us. Believe me, appreciate your guys' frustration, your concerns. It's a big deal. I have a little dog that I walk to and I don't put her on a leash, take her out in the yard. She follows me right by my side. And a lot of people walk their dogs by. Fortunately, they're on leashes. But the minute there's not a dog on a leash, I got to pick her up and head for the house or head for the backyard. And so I totally appreciate where you guys are coming from.
I don't think it's everybody's dog. Don't get me wrong.
No, I get it. It sounds specific. It sounds specific. Sounds like you know exactly who the dogs are. You know who the dogs are. There's about a half a dozen people here who know exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I had an issue with our dog, but we took care of it right away. One time, what we did, we shut it down. We took care of it right away. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well.
But people shouldn't care walking out there anymore. And kids on bicycles, motorcycles, where I'm really worried about the people that are new and want the baby. I mean, 4 minutes after those dogs came back from the beach the other day, they walked by with that baby, and I'm thinking, oh my God, sooner or later it's going to happen.
All right, we will get a letter drafted to both them and the owner because they're on the hook every bit as much, in my opinion. And if we continue to have issues, we just need to hear about it and we'll address it at that time.
I'm pretty sure she's just going to go ahead and let them out in the yard because
she'll have to remove her dogs. Is it two dogs?
Yeah.
And they're both black with white.
Yeah. They adopted the second one.
They're the ones that everybody puts on, is this your dog on Facebook?
Well, but those are right up next to people, like they're.
No, they're on their porches.
Oh.
There's a couple there from this.
Got it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Did you catch those eagles behind your house yesterday?
I missed them yesterday.
Talking away.
All right, next item I've got, next item I've got is I have a membership application from Spencer Slocum. That it looks like the, it looks like he has acquired the property from his mom. So that now it's in his name. I have a deed, a gift deed here, it looks like. Putting everything in his name. So he is applying for official membership, which I think in the past he's been considered like a caretaker or something. I'm not real sure.
I motion that we accept him as a permanent owner.
Member. Okay. All right. And so we need some signatures here.
Spencer across the street. Spencer Slocum across from Kathy.
Sign that. Pass it around. One more item that I have, and then I'll open it up to the floor. Work day, we need to pick a date so that we can, and I'm thinking April, it's going to have to be late April. We want to stay out of May just because of graduation and things like that.
Karen.
We are gone the 12th through the 19th, so it could be the 22nd or the 29th. The 29th's the draft. You guys want to do April 22nd?
I don't have anything on that.
That's a perfect day. So Jennifer, we're going to do April 22nd, Saturday, April 22nd as work day.
And, so Jennifer, was there any other day that you were looking for?
Say again?
I'm just asking her, was there another day also?
That's the main one, right? Work day.
No, I'm just saying we talked about like doing a monthly activity, but I also wasn't. I'm not volunteering to do that. I
didn't
know if somebody was doing it.
I think we'll get our heads together and we'll get you a list of stuff and so that you can start including that in your deal. I don't know of anything between now and April. So you'd have a February newsletter and an April newsletter. I don't know of anything. Does anybody know of anything between now and then that would come up that would be a community activity? We'll probably wait till then, till the weather's nice to do any kind of a cookout.
I had put out there to do a chili cook-up for a fundraiser that we can raise money for the July.
Okay.
And I do your chili brother do a chili cook-up and have fun with it.
Have you got a date set or anything?
I don't. I brought it up the last time I was at the meeting and it got shut down.
When was that? I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
It was probably back in November. I thought it would be a fun community thing and we don't want to pay like $5 to taste it. We have had it in the past, and it was very successful.
I think there's stuff up at the shed, too, for chili, if I remember right.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah. I'm on board. I apologize. You felt like you got shut down. I don't recall that conversation.
Let's have it this week.
Yeah, it was just, we'll think about it.
Well.
I was like, kind of like.
So, Ashley, what day are we doing it?
So you guys
can
out all the holiday stuff.
Yeah.
Organizing it. There is stuff at one point somebody had like a Cinco de Mayo, but yes, it's like they're chili.
So can you work with?
There's like a salsa tape, you know. Or
can you guys get together and come up with a date?
Recall something. It's a little fuzzy, yeah. But I recall.
Shannon, if you want to do.
Show out March 11th.
Sorry again.
March 11th is a Saturday.
Sounds just. I mean, just as we're talking, I think it's a great time. It's the first weekend of spring break.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. I mean, I'm not going anywhere.
So. Make some more money.
March 11th.
I was gonna say you get with Shannon.
I think we.
I'm more than happy to organize it. I just thought it would be fun. We did it many years at the American Legion back in Colorado, and it was always a huge.
We've done it out here a couple times.
I say let's do it.
We'll do it. It's the 11th.
Just gonna look here at events real quick and make sure we don't have anything booked for that day on the clubhouse.
What did you say? What day was it?
April 22nd.
Sorry, did I work that time? Turns out.
She scheduled herself just now. Go ahead.
All right, looks like March 11th is open for the clubhouse, so I don't see a problem. We'll get that to Tammy and try to make sure we get the big community to your clubhouse. Jeanette, do you have a question?
You know, I should have said something at the annual, but I would like to ask the board to consider bringing back the committees that we had. Because it seems to me that there is a breakdown in communication.
We couldn't get chairman. That was by the committee.
So we discussed it at a couple board meetings that I.
Actually, we discussed it at the January.
Yeah, and I think we just decided not to.
Committee memberships will not collect signups.
We discussed that we could still have committees perform either on their own or, you know, with our support, but we just didn't hand out the cards at the annual meeting because nothing ever happened. Everybody puts their name, I'm going to do this, I'm going to help this, and then poof, next year you come back and you do it all over again, nothing happens. So we just didn't do that. Doesn't mean we can't have committees, doesn't mean we can't do things. We absolutely support that, so.
Yep.
So this is, have you guys signed this yet? Let's go back to you, Jim.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, what's next? You got a committee you want to form, let us know. Sounds like you got a 4th of July committee in the making, which sounds great. We need it. Appreciate the help.
What did you say about Randy? What are you doing? Are you?
On the 75th, they said they wanted a board member on that committee, so I volunteered.
I think they're calling you the board liaison, right?
I'm the board liaison, I'm told.
So.
That sounds a little.
That's what Riley County was calling. The board member.
Before we wrap this up, I want to talk briefly about board member responsibilities and expectations. This is really for the sake of the new board members, even though Randy's been here before, he knows how it works. You know, one of the things is you get bombarded with stuff on a weekly basis. People just calling or texting you, you know, problems they're having. And just my personal experience, this is what I do. Doesn't mean this is what you have to do. I know everybody has a different opinion, but I literally point them right to the board meeting. Bring it to the board meeting so we can address it as a board. Doesn't mean I don't care. Doesn't mean I'm minimizing, you know, what their problem is, but I can't do anything about it by myself. I have to do it as a board, and I don't always have all the answers. So when they bring me stuff, it's like, sounds great. I'm sorry you're having that problem. You know, please come to the next board meeting so that we can discuss it with the board so we can come up with the right solution. So that's one of the things. Responsibilities, we're just looking for participation. And I think we did really good last year. We started out a little slow. We had to kind of get to know each other, but we became a very good board in the fact that everybody kind of participated. And I know last year might have seemed a little bit, I know Brent and I jumped on a lot of things and kind of took them over. And it was just because him and I were flexible on the schedule. And there were some things that, you know, whether it had to do with the money and the treasury, you know, the bank dealings, the lawyer dealings, a lot of that seemed like it was the Dave and Brent show. And I don't want it to feel like that. I want everybody to be involved and I want everybody to participate and have, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that can be, you know, that we don't, him and I don't have necessarily do or be involved in. So we want kind of some even participation and we want that opportunity to be open for any board member. And even if Brett and I are doing something and you feel like, hey, I want to be involved, just hold your hand up, volunteer, and please, you know, be part of that. Expectations, that's really just, that's it. You know, it's just participate and be a positive participant in what we're doing as a board. I know you're wanting to get a little more specific in duties, and I absolutely support that. So let's
see. And just names tied to specific things.
Action items.
You know, and Randy's liaison is a good example of that, and that's probably the most important one for tonight. Obviously, Rita has talked about clubhouse expansion. Is there any other specific board member for a clubhouse expansion?
I think she's kind of roped me into it.
It'd be nice to have a partner for her so that she's not dragging that all by herself.
Well, that's why I appreciate Ashley, because she's taken over a lot of our partying things that I know that we'll probably want to still be. I haven't talked to Rita on the Pitmaster, you know, but I give it to her for taking over Halloween and the luau and because that took a lot off of our plate.
Right.
And you did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, you are.
But Ashley still works with us. She, you know, she. Ashley touches base with Ruth and I, so I appreciate that. So, you know, she's not.
Is there any action items from tonight that we need to address or for the board members so that we can make sure we're.
I'll be happy. We can come back to this later meeting and even the budget meeting. But I would like to, since we now have a new assistant secretary.
Yep.
I would at least like to have the webmaster and the whatever the files master have that clear up front that I propose Karen.
Yeah, I'll help with, you know, work with Jim so he can help me figure the backbone out, and then between Reese and me and Jim to get it.
That's awesome.
User friendly, and then my goal is either the ones that don't understand how to do it, I'd be more than happy to personally come to their house or get on their phones or whatever and teach them so that they have access to everything.
And just so I understand clearly, we were using Facebook for a lot of stuff, but a lot of the files we're talking about is
going to be on the website that members only can see.
The Lake Elba website, not Facebook.
Right.
Okay. So we can have like agendas on the
agendas.
Facebook.
We can put the finance reports on there. Everything that we have.
On the Facebook, I would say agendas and possibly the minute. The minutes are on the open side.
Okay, and then like in events and things like that, all on Facebook. But the treasurer's report
and all that stuff,
member only side,
is on the member.
Secure items were strictly put on the website.
Right.
But then the members side, you have to log in.
You have to log in as a member. Now, to be clear, right now, I'm still, after that year or two, I went back out on my laptop and logged in as me, and it said I was logged in as me. I still could not access minutes from last year. For 20.
But you haven't looked. You haven't looked since very much after the last meeting.
Okay.
Since the meeting we discussed two meetings ago.
I went home right after the meeting.
Yeah, because he's been working.
Right after the meeting, you couldn't. Yeah. You could, or it was limited what you could see, but a couple days later.
I'll check it again. I just want to make sure I'm not doing something wrong.
No, for sure.
Some people are at the same point you were, and that's where I was getting all the. Comments, and then I finally,
I think it's
me
great.
And Jim talked about it, and he's working on it, and I really feel that all of us need to know it, but only a few, because if something happens to Jim and I know it and I'm gone.
I'm not a webmaster. I'm about putting the screws in for someone else to maintain it.
Right. That's what
not
I'm
to maintain it daily.
Webmaster.
Right.
Nope. So,
and that's,
I think really the webmaster is Reese.
Right.
And then everybody else could support her.
And we would like you to join us at the next meeting up here at the table. We'll have a spot for you so that
we did have a spot for her. But she's good.
And you don't have to work with Jim. Like if you took minutes tonight, maybe you guys compare your notes, because I know you don't know everybody. And as we get moved forward and you're doing more of the minutes, we'll try to make sure we identify people. Either when they start to talk, they start with their name as an introduction and then what they're talking about, and or we'll help you with that. So, all right.
I'm happy with that. And I would make a motion for adjournment.
I have one more thing. When you were talking about the board member's responsibility. Yes, I do have people call me, yes, but I feel that if they don't feel comfortable bringing an issue, a board member should be able to bring the issue to them, to the board, get the answer, and take it back to them.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think you and I talked about that too, and I've done that. And a lot of people
that come here, and I'm sorry, I've seen it, I've witnessed before I've been on the board, they make a statement out here, and it might not be intentional. Before they're out the door, it's all the way around the lake, and it's twisted five different ways to Sunday. And it's just small community, small living, But I just feel that if someone brings something to me, I would like to voice it and not have, well, I can't take them serious because they're not session.
Right. No, and I do that a lot too. I just, it can be very overwhelming, especially for a newer board member.
Right.
That you, before you know it, I mean, there's times last summer I couldn't leave the house. It was like,
oh, I agree. I've had a couple on the last couple of weeks.
You know, and all I do is try to retrain people because pretty soon they'll find it's easier just to come to you.
Right.
Than to actually have to deal with it.
Said, okay, let me listen.
Yeah.
And I've solved two of the issues without even bringing it by just talking, and we got it worked out. So.
Absolutely good point.
Yeah, sure.
I appreciate it.
I'm learning to him.
I did forget to ask something.
Yeah.
The maintenance building strippers, there hasn't been one for a long time. I believe you were the last one.
I was, and then when I got off the board, I think they handed it over to Jim Waters.
He went in there and cleaned it up. I asked him on the.
Yeah, so we don't really have one right now.
Would it be possible to have me and Don as co?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think you have a problem with that. You'll have to arm wrestle Harold.
No, I think they talked to Harold.
So you know, with that comes, you're responsible for Harold.
No, I think you ought to talk to Harold.
Yeah, no, I don't, if you have a key, because I actually do have keys I made for both you and Don.
Harold, give me a key here.
You're gonna have to talk with her because she's got a bunch of stuff out there.
Well, no, we're talking.
No, not me personally. I've spent a lot of time cleaning.
So let me ask you this, is there a specific, something specific up there you're wanting to do?
Well, just to clean it.
We want to clean up the inside.
Okay.
But I'll get together with these. I know, we're not gonna throw that. We want to clean the outside.
Yeah, how much of the outside is still laying around?
Well, and how much?
There's an old boat and a couple things.
And then we put it back where we can rent spaces for our trailers and get them filled.
Outside the shed or?
The outside the shed is, outside is free.
Yeah, outside the shed.
Outside.
Outside is free.
Outside for, it's, well, we speak to that.
That's a lot of, I'm with you. But there's a lot of steps to get to that place.
Correct. It's gonna take us a while.
So. Let me throw something at you real quick. So trailer storage outside the shed has always been free. There's never been rent for shit for trailers. And that was because we were basically offering that to keep them out of people's yards. Other things, boats.
Or just stuff that gets thrown up there is different.
Yeah, we used to charge for that. Campers, boats, things like that. But like trailers, like, you know, pickup bed trailers, utility trailers, I guess. You know, even could be enclosed trailer, however, I wouldn't put mine up there. Well, not so much that, but, you know, for whatever
reason. It'll drive away.
Yeah, but it would be nice. Well, I think he's done a very nice to figure out stalls so we know.
If
Jim's trailer sitting there and this trailer here and this and something's gone, we know who to contact.
It doesn't have to be a big price. $15 a month or something like that.
Let's discuss further on a later night. You're on that committee.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And then you can adjourn.
All right.
Go ahead, Rick.
I'm sorry.
This was a lot of work, this meeting. Good job. And motion for adjournment.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, guys. So we're going to put crazy back in the drawer.
Because that only, but that was.
So I'll adjust this. So give this to Dave too. Okay.
No one.
No, but Dave.
Yeah.
I'll get it adjusted.
Jumped right into the fire, man. This is a lot of work for this meeting.
We're gonna put crazy back in the room. All right.
No. Hey, you know.
I cut wood today.